pile of people with right there.
Damn, my money make the world go round. So damn, my money hands make your girl go down. So damn, my money climb over that came from. So damn, my money look at you eyes, know you won't fall. So damn, my money. Oh, oh, oh. All I see is signs. All I see is dollar signs.
Okay, before you laugh at this stuff now and take it too lightly, be aware that this is going somewhere. There are divining forces on people's mind, and these people are being driven out of their senses. Now, you better take into account now, you got a woman standing there in some bedroom shoes. Now, think about what we're looking at now. Somebody who has lost their mind. Now, you got an insane person in a packed church able to drive these people to a friend's, and my wife said, no bra on, in some bedroom shoes, driving these people to a frenzy, running to the front of the church and throwing envelopes full of money on the altar. Same thing Jake Creflo Dollar did before Leroy Thompson. They cast spells on these people, 6 minutes. You got 6 minutes. Driving them to a frenzy with losing a Hindu Kundalini force to drive these people to the altar to give money and throwing it up there like mad people, crazy people. In some bedroom shoes, an old beat up blue jean skirt and a beat up sweatshirt. This person has lost their mind. And the people don't see any evidence of the person not being mentally stable. Man, what are we in, man? What has really happened? You got to reevaluate a lot of things right now. You got to put the brakes on. Stop talking this church talk and this religious stuff, man. Put the brakes on and realize insanity has come to earth. Reprobation has come to earth. These people can't even distinguish what's real. They're driven into madness. Homes are being torn apart. Adultery, fornication running rampant because these demons are accosting people's lives and ripping them limb from limb. Guys are so weak through lust, they becoming girls inside. Any guy full of lust is really a woman inside. He's a gal. Can't trust him. No authority. No commitment. No faithfulness. He's a soft sissy man. It's the results of it all. this thing being divined on people. What's she divining on? Whoredoms, homosexuality, sodomy, perversion. That's what's dancing in the aisles. This is master witchcraft performed by super witches that have learned to manipulate the religious arena and church people. People laugh at it. Folk walk away from this right here, knowing it's wrong. They see me as the devil saying this. I mean, think about what we're really experiencing here. Look at how narrow it really is. You know why it's so hard to actually get money to raise up something against this? It's because the people are spellbound. Spellbinding is stronger than literal chains on people. A spellbound person has their whole insides chained by a spell. They can't move. Folk can look at this on live stream. They can't move because they're spellbound. They'll get off a live stream and go back to their church where the witches and warlocks rule their souls, and they're spellbound. This is some strong stuff. It's going to take God Almighty all by himself to come down here and break these spells off of these people's minds. Bynum is just one case study. But you got Paula White, Benny Hinn. You go on and on. Cindy Trim, Christina Weeks, who got Juanita Bynum's leftovers and married Bishop Weeks. I think she's pregnant now. She got the same preaching dynamics as Bynum does, because Weeks has learned to pimp these girls by marrying them because they're money makers. This thing, man, is a dirty, low-down deal. But see, you get more power under the auspices of a super warlock. So you'll see this last video that Bynum has to return back to the stable of T.D. Jakes in order to get back under that anointing to carry out her deeds and get back under the covering of Jakes as a super warlock that has satanic power on earth to dole out ministries and to dole out the devil's gifts and callings. So she knew, I'll make more money under him. So you'll see this last video as she resubmits and recommits herself to be Jake's concubine.
It portrays the greatest amount of people, but this is the least of them. All the thousands in here is not to be compared with what I experience at 5 o'clock in the morning when it's just me and Jesus. So as I stand in this building and I remove my shoes, in the Bible days, before the salt covenant, a man would take off his shoes and give them to his neighbor when he's making a covenant. And the shoes said that as sure as where I walk, I will keep my word. And today I hand you my shoes. And I submit my shoes to you. I'm sorry. As long as my shoes is in your office, in your presence, I am committed to you to the day that I die. I'm in covenant. Nobody can ever bring me anything about you. You're my spiritual father, and I submit to you. And now I ask you, and Sister Sarita, to pray the blessings of the Lord on me so I can go to my next level.
poultice my head with oil. My cup runneth over. This day thy sins are forgiven thee. I lay my right hand on you, the right hand of blessing, because of the brokenness of your spirit and of your heart. We wrap our arms around you in covenant and in fellowship and in prayer. And I pray that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that would rise up against you that God would condemn. For this day have you proven that you are a daughter and not a bastard child. We receive you. We embrace you. We forgive you. We love you. We accept you. And by the power of God, ow, shato, shato, ow, we restore you as if it never was.
Now see, that's where all that was headed. She had to get back to that money. And Jake said, cut off that money. And now you no longer a bastard because you now serving Jake's again. What in the world did serving Jake's have to do with being a bastard? This thing is real. I'm trying to bring it into focus today so you can see the reality of it all. See, we're not fighting this one that beats against the wind. These are real forces. When we're preaching messages, you're trying to figure out why won't these people hear this? What's got them? It's the power of witchcraft. These are master sorcerers. This woman crawling around on the stage giving somebody some stank shoes as if it meant something. All that stuff was performing for these silly people sitting there just, oh, like it's a heavy anointing and it's so blessed. This is a bunch of dumb junk. And when he says that no weapon formed, he's praying to get me and you to the devil, not to say anything about her. The devil and he are both liars. Amen. I'm not going to be afraid of that. See, people get afraid of this stuff thinking if you say something, some kind of curse going to come on you. I reverse those curses. Buddy, we coming in the name of the Lord of hosts against this witchcraft that's binding all these folks. These folk becoming millionaires off of the back of these folk, packing in these arenas, driven out of their senses. Witchcraft drives you out of your senses. It drives you out of the logic functions. It drives you away from analytical thought. It drives you away from critical thinking. You go insane under the sway of a witch or a warlock. This stuff is real. Wake all the way up and become contrary to it. Make it your enemy. Stand with Almighty God against it. Stop trying to accommodate it. Stop trying to make believe like you're some part of the body of Christ. This is Antichrist using the Bible as a divining tool, using the Bible as a tool to practice witchcraft. They quote the Bible in their witchcraft incantations. She's been reordained and reappointed as a witch under a master warlock. These are the forces we're hitting against. This is Jezebel and Ahab in the kingdom of God. All the prophets slaughtered. Everybody shutting up. Everybody afraid of them. The only thing that will stand is a heterosexual husband and father and women who will accommodate men who are husbands and fathers and true leaders who are not here to be dictators and dominant over you, but here to protect you and serve you. That joker there is exploiting her. It's going to require some money from her coffers to come back unto him. When you get paid in these streets preaching now, you know 10% got to come back to the Father's house. Just like Copeland bought Dollar. Dollar paid tithes to Copeland to get the approval of Copeland. That's the homosexual anointing passed over to Dollar by a man. Copeland was a master warlock and Dollar was an apprentice. The witch's apprentice. Y'all better get this, man. These are the forces we've been battling for years. You see it in real time. It's hiding in plain sight. Packed arenas. Packed churches. Look at what we're looking at for real now. This thing carries a punch because of numbers and the wills of the people that submit to it and reinforce it. See, to them, somebody just bathed in that witchcraft, I'm evil. I'm the devil. Because they bought into the sorcerer's spell. We're providing this to try to break the spells off of people that can hear it. Some of these folks listening can hear it, and that spell will be broken. The yoke will be taken from off of your neck because of the anointing. The anointing will break that yoke. If you repent from being part of that system, God will wake you up and cleanse you. Tell the Lord, I'm turning away from this trash. I see it for what it is. You don't want to hang around with some old woman in some house shoes headed to hell. Doggone, you going to follow somebody in some house slippers to hell? Some bedroom shoes? Trying to show your humility. Trying to show she's a humble woman. That's all game. Because the money on the altar, you got 6 minutes to get it here. Man, this thing here, man. If God can just find some folk that'll come out of this thing, wake up and stand against it with some determination, we'll have the church formed up. But it's going to take God all by himself to gather his people together on one accord. This witchcraft and this sorcery is so strong, most of the folk are just spellbound and sitting there in captivity. It's real. Revelation 17. Revelation 17, let's take a look at it. I'll tell you what, stop by Revelation 2 first. Revelation 2, let's take a look at it right quick. It's a church takeover down here. It's all designed to systematically pattern the church after the world and its divas. The church takeover is patterned after the worldly divas. Beyonce, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Katy Perry, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Oprah, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, people on The View, the talking heads on The Real, Remy Ma, all these folk are nothing but a prototype of what the church has produced to take over the church. Church divas. What happens? Revelation chapter 2 exposes the divas in the pulpit. Verse 18, and unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because you suffer, you allow that woman Jezebel, which calls herself prophetess Juanita Bynum, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto Baal and Ashtaroth idols. And I gave her space. He has given her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which you have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcomes and keeps my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. That's what's in the pulpit. That's what's come into the arena. Jezebel, the same spirit that Elijah confronted eons ago, is back teaching and seducing the servants of God to commit idolatry. Personality cults. Jakes has been ordained by Satan to set up preachers to pay homage to him through them. All these guys and women he sets up have to pay back to headquarters. It's a satanic hierarchy. It's a village of church warlocks and witches. And when you preach the real gospel, you can feel the essence of this force that comes against you. It emanates from them. It holds the people captive, binds them. They can't move. Remember, they answered Elijah, not a word, trapped under the sway of witchcraft. You've got to get stone cold serious with God to break this thing. You've got to go to God with everything you've got and say, God, deliver me from this thing. Get every nuance of this thing out of me so I can serve you in spirit and in truth and not fall sway to the power of this witchcraft. This is real. Revelation 17. Verse 1, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come here, I will show unto you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made what? That's what's wrong with church people. Interacting with the harlot church, the false church dominated by witchcraft, they become drunk. You didn't see them running up there giving money to this thing, dancing all around the church like wild animals as this thing raises up the number 6 to them. They're drunk, drinking from the cup of the harlot church. It's witchcraft. Man, wake up out of this coma. Drunk with the wine of her fornication. Fornication is always spiritual idolatry in God's economy. You're worshiping a false god. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. We're back to the beast again. Remember Revelation 12 and 13? Same beast, 7 heads and 10 horns. Here he is again. The beast empire. The harlot church is riding on it. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, royalty, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of whores, harlots, prostitutes, and abominations, homosexuality of the earth. So you see what it rules over. Whores, harlots, homosexuals, lesbians, and freaks. That's what you see dancing in the aisles. That's why the woman says, me and my husband can have oral sex in the bed. A marriage bed is not defiled. That's what's dancing in the aisles. The sodomites are stimulated by this system. When you're delivered from sodomy, it has no power over you. That's your freedom. You repent from sodomy, and the thing can't control you when you are really free from it. But what happens to most church folk, they import sodomy into the church. They don't let the spirit go. They bring it with them, and then they try to metamorphosize into a church person still packing sodomy. And you stay the same thing, deluding and deceiving yourself, because God never got into the heart to cleanse it. You still got the heart of a sodomite sitting up in church. And wheat and tares grow up together. They come here. I'm not going to try to separate it off. God's going to let the wheat and tares grow up together. and separate at the end. I can't do anything about the inner workings of a person's heart. They want to be a sodomite, that's their business. I preach the gospel generically. Whomsoever will, let him come and drink of the waters that are freely given. I have no energy to make anybody do anything. Here's the truth, hand it to you on a silver platter. Whatever you want to do is fine with me. God knows the human heart. He knows where everything is and where every spirit is. You can't fool him, so why try to deceive yourself with it? This thing is real, and all sodomites will draw to this thing by nature. The target of a Jezebel Ahab spirit is always going to be heterosexual husbands and fathers and the women that stand with them. Satan is totally dependent on super witches to win this battle. He's got to have that force of witchcraft embedded in the church as a fifth column to win this battle. He can't win if the foundation of the church is correct, reordered, and the structure of the apostolic doctrine stands sure against him. He can't stand against God's structure of government, so he has to try to mesh himself with it to disempower it. How are all these men standing up in church letting Juanita Bynum do that? You can see some of the guys weren't buying it. They were looking at her like, she crazy. But where's the pastor? Where's the elders? Where's the people that should be governing that pulpit? They loosed the witch on the people because she was making them money. They could use her witchcraft to make them money. Let the witch have her way. We'll cut her out a paycheck at the end of the service, but she made the church some money. They're pimping a witch. That's how you make your money out there. If you feminize any church, the church will grow. Get an emasculated, soft, effeminate man or woman in charge, and the church will grow geometrically. It'll explode because that's the power of witchcraft, illegal government in place. God needs men to stand against them, these powerful witches, these super witches, who have overcome lust for them to team up with women that no longer seek to emasculate and castrate men. He has to have some men who have overcome lust, team with women who don't want to seduce men, and then you got power. The women are no longer seductive and the men no longer lust after the women. Now you got the household of God, sisters and brothers dwelling together in unity. Because the men are not trying to seduce or trying to somehow divine on the women with lust, and the women are not trying to seduce and perform witchcraft on the men to get them to be noticed and to have a man under their sway and under their power. If that's eliminated from the church, sodomy is eliminated. Whores and witches are joined to homosexual men to dominate society right now. That's why you see them on the news, Don Lemon, Shepard Smith, Anderson Cooper, everywhere you look. They invoke the power of whores and witches and homosexuals to dominate society. Raven Simone, Ellen DeGeneres, it goes on and on. They want that thing because that's the power of witchcraft. It works through sodomites. Man, lock that into your psyche. Juanita Bynum tells you she came out of having sex with men and women. She never let it go. It metamorphosized into a church woman using the same power. She knows that a man that's a homosexual can be dominated by a lesbian spirit. But she can't dominate a homosexual man that's got the anointing of the devil on him. She knows when she meets her match, so she had to bow down to Jason and show servitude to him, because that homosexual spirit in him is a stronger witch operating as a warlock than she is. She was showing him, you're a stronger warlock than me. So you're my father in the satanic tragedy. I submit myself to Satan in you to have money again and to flow again in the religious arena. You better wake up to realize what we're in. You better forget the four walls being called the church. Forget all this religious stuff about church. Forget everything you've ever known about church. You see how they blabber off in some old stupid tongues trying to act like they got the Holy Ghost on them. Forget all of that, man. You better get to God for real. get your mind back to normal, clear out everything out of your mind, because as we ride this thing in, if it were possible, even the very elect will be deceived. Because they use the Bible as their tool of witchcraft. What's the key that allows super witches to rule? Proverbs 6 tells you what? Not to lust after her beauty in your heart. As long as that man has that lust for that feminine physique, that thing will dominate you. You got to go to God and ask him to exterminate, to expel, to actually disavow and disallow all lust for the female form. Get it out of your system. Not love for your wife, lust for the female form. That's objectifying a woman, making her very countenance God. So you bow down and worship that thing everywhere you go, looking at somebody's butt, somebody's breast, somebody's physical countenance has become God, and it's a disempowering influence. This is the very heart of the spiritual war. Super witches hold the body of Christ captive. They got them. Warlocks, witches hold the body captive. They become multimillionaires flying around in $70 million jets, living in mansions, driving Bentleys and Rolls Royces, and they pay homage to each other. That's why I say Paula White would buy Jakes a brand new convertible Bentley. They pay homage to other witches and warlocks that have this power, power over the masses. You as an individual need to get to the Lord. Let the Lord purge you of everything that could ever have contaminated you from that world, so you can walk in the Spirit of God and be free from any kind of control. If a person is teaching you validly the gospel, you'll never hear them say, you got to be under them, commit to this, you're part of this, you're in, I'm covering you. Get to Jesus over there. Bypass human personality. Spiritual gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are given to people to perfect them, to get closer to Jesus, not to worship the spiritual offices. These people with grandiose delusions really believe that folks are centrally focused on them. Talking about, now you're reaccepted back into the household, my daughter. You are forgiven. Be absolved of your sins. Sins against who, Jakes? You sinned against Jakes, and he's able to absolve you like a Roman Catholic priest of your sins. This clown is crazy. He's a nutcase. And tell him I said it. Come see me about it if he wants to come see me. These boys got to be confronted to their face and brought down to the ground. And somebody got to speak up. Where are the men of God? I'm broadcasting over the World Wide Web to 7.4 billion people. Where in the world are the men of God that see this thing and say, you know, no longer will I be under the sway of this trash. I'm standing up against this. What's wrong with you, man? Tied up by lust like a little old mama's boy, a sissy, a puke with no guts. Gutted, balls cut off, castrated. Gutless and spineless, dragging behind some girls behind in the street. You ain't worth the dust it took to make you, man. You gutless, spineless, nothing you. Get up out of that chair and do something, man. Or shut your mouth. Don't say one thing talking about you a man as long as you're full of lust. You're less than a dog when you're full of lust. You're nothing. You're gum on the bottom of the devil's shoe. I want to get on Facebook and try to give somebody some ministry while lapping between your wife's legs like a dog. Shut your mouth, man. Shut your mouth. You got nothing to say to anybody until you deliver from that filthy spirit that binds you. What's the answer to all of this? Simply more power. We got to get more power. Last scripture, Isaiah chapter 10. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20. We'll wrap it up for today. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them. In other words, you won't meditate anymore on the devil and what he's doing to you. You're gonna forget the devil. We're bypassing him. No more longer meditating on what the devil and how he's doing things to you. But shall stay or meditate upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness. For the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption even determined in the midst of all the land. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, O my people that dwell in Zion, be not afraid of the Assyrian. The Assyrian is the type of the Antichrist. Don't be afraid of the Assyrian. He shall smite thee with a rod and shall lift up his staff against thee after the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and the indignation shall cease, and mine anger in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts shall stir up a scourge for him according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb. And as his rod was upon the sea, so shall he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day when God executes vengeance, when God rises up to move, when God comes with his mighty men and women of battle, in that day his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The anointing will break the yoke of witchcraft. That's the yoke on these folk. That's why we spend so much time trying to tell folk about Deuteronomy's tabernacle. The folks are yoked in huge auditoriums worshiping witches and warlocks. God's got only two choices: to break the yoke off of the religious people bound to witchcraft, or to go out here and get a new breed from the streets. Go to the strip joint and get a stripper. Go get a drug addict. Go get a drunk. Go get somebody that's bound, who don't know nothing about this, who ain't yoked to this religious mess, and get yourself some fresh fruit. Get yourself a new breed. Go to the highways and hedges and compel a new breed to come. Because these religious folk are going to stay yoked to the witches right to hell. They're going to hell with the witches. So go get me some fresh fruit. Get me some new folk. Man, we got to be ready to march with a few and see it multiply geometrically as we send forth an army to ingather a new breed that's not bound to the religious witchcraft. Super witches operate in witchcraft using the Bible. Make you believe that what they're saying is biblical when it's nothing but garbage. The witchcraft flowing through somebody like Charles Stanley is real. That's witchcraft because he ain't using the word correctly. Because you don't use the word uses you. I don't modify anything around my denominational upbringing. The word flows through you from the heaven above down through you and is not contaminated. But when you take it and try to use it to prove your point based on your denominational upbringing, you're trying to use the Bible. Now you're a warlock. John MacArthur telling you the gifts have ceased. Tongues are of the devil. That's witchcraft. I don't care if it comes from a theology school at Yale, bathed in perfect English, a white man in a $500 suit that's glorified and lifted up by all the Southern Baptists as an astute Bible teacher. You're still a warlock, buddy, because you're using the Bible. I don't care how fixed up it gets. I don't care how nice and pristine the churches are. I don't care how eloquent this person speaks. If you speak not according to the law and the prophets, let you be accursed. Witchcraft can come worked up into a frenzy by a woman in some old stank bedroom shoes, or it could come through a Charles Stanley in a nice seersucker suit, pinstripe navy blue suit, and a nice matching tie. Same spirit, it's just fixed up to accommodate who you're talking to. White people with money won't accept Juanita Bynum, but they'll accept Charles Stanley or John MacArthur. They'll accept people from Liberty University speaking with correct English with Yale degrees in theology. See, if he fixes it up to accommodate whoever he's talking to, Don't be impressed by any of it. Get to your Bible. Get to know the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself. The deal has already gone down. These people are bound by witchcraft. They're yoked to the witches. And that woman can say, you got 6 minutes for prosperity to come. And you start emptying your pockets like a wild fool while dancing all up to the aisle, crazy. You under a spell. She cast a spell on them. And don't believe she don't know what she's doing. She knows exactly what she's doing. Because you got that power from Satan. She kneeling down before a replica of the Ark of the Covenant, seeking for power from the devil. There is nothing that can be used as an image in the New Testament, buddy. Nothing. When you see her with all those props and all that junk she's using, all kinds of shawls and trinkets, and that's a witch, buddy. That's a witch. A Jew can't use anything that's an image in God's economy. There is no images in the New Testament for a Christian. Nothing that you can look at and worship and put any kind of religious value on. Not a cross on your neck, not a crucifix, not a picture of Jesus in your dining room. All that stuff is idolatry. You got to sanctify the Lord God in your heart. The kingdom does not come with observation, it's within you. Whenever you see somebody pointing to the outside and sending you something in the mail telling you it's going to bless your home, or they prayed over and they send it to you, beware. I'm telling you. I can't even stress it strong enough how strong this force is that got people's minds just thrown into utter chaos. Lady, sit right here. Can't get past a mama being a pastor. And her wanting to commit oral sex in a bed and got to get out. Right now, today. You see how hard it is. This thing happening in real time. You talk to them just like me every day. Look how violently they fight you. You don't think witchcraft is real? You looking at it every day of your life. You talk to these folk every day, bound by it. The best you can do is sanctify yourself. Turn that plate over. Get with God with no ulterior motives. I'm not here to, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just presenting the body. Whatever you want to do to me or in me is fine with me. I want you to feel me with the Holy Ghost. I got no idea what I'll be like, where I'm going. But I know this. I got to get away from all that. I got to be totally cauterized from that. Because this thing is coming to pass like a freight train. They're putting all the parameters in place to watch you, to govern you. The Antichrist system is in place. They watch you by day and by night. They hear and do. They hear and know everything you say on your cell phone, every email, every text you send. They're tracking you in your car. This thing is about to be a controlled environment. When they get rid of the cash, when they cause this thing to crash in just a minute, and the cash goes away, we're gonna find out who's really saved, because you can't buy or sell unless you got the mark of the beast system. It's already scheduled to take place. They got everything in place. Witchcraft has bound all these church folk. You see all them folk in that arena? Who would sit in that dumb mess, believing that stupid mess on that stage? They've been driven into madness. These people crazy, man. Wayne Bynum had lost her mind. If God don't retrieve her mind, she's settled down into madness. She's gone insane. Walking around in some bedroom shoes. And don't nobody in here see nothing wrong with this? You stand up and say, hey, hold it, wait a minute, everybody. Does anybody see anything wrong? The ushers will jack you up and throw you out of there. Called the witch dominates the environment with that spell, man. They're spellbound. The force we're fighting over that live stream is spellbound. These folks, listen to me, for the most part, are spellbound. They can't even break free from to hear what I'm saying, because that thing got their minds just shaking them. Got them. They go to church and that preacher still got them. That old woman prophet has still got them. Some of them, listen to me right now, are following Juanita Bynum. Got them. It's going to take God by his anointing to break that yoke. If you would stand to your feet, let's pray and we'll dismiss. Lord, these are the times to try men's souls. It's real. Super witchcraft, warlocks and witches dot the landscape in the church. We've got to confront it. You're raising up some people that will confront it. We need to have this thing financed, put in place. Our answer, God, we present before you is a base camp, a place for an army to assemble together. Bring together people of a like precious faith that will contend for the faith. The Bible says, earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto us. Witches and warlocks, spellcasters, diviners, practitioners of black magic, white magic, red magic, green magic, blue magic. Even had a singing group called Blue Magic. Talked about a song they sang about the queen of witchcraft, born on Halloween, crowned the queen of witchcraft. May Day with a maypole, a phallic symbol, crowning a new queen every May. May 1st is May Day to crown the queen of the witches. And we have a maypole at schools to celebrate the crowning of the May Queen, making a girl the queen of the school, making her a witch over the school, not knowing what it is. God, all of this stuff is going on, swirling around like a whirlwind. Harry Potter, witchcraft everywhere, sorcery, divination, spell casting, lust and seduction. These women out here with these yoga pants on seducing every guy that comes by. That thing divined on people to destroy them. Almighty God, it's going to take you alone to stand up in a real way to come against these forces and break the strongholds of witchcraft in these folks' mind. I pray for people over live stream that you send your word through live stream and destroy that yoke from off of their necks because of the anointing that can go forth even through live stream. Break the yoke of that warlock and witch at those churches that has bound these people in Jesus' name. Set them free. Some kind of way, penetrate and break that spell. They're spellbound. They sleep with this thing on them. They eat with it on. They wake up every morning spellbound. God, do a supernatural work and get it off of them. People have cut covenants with people they call their friends who have spellbound them. Got them trapped and tied to folks. God, break these yokes. These people are going to go to hell with a friend, with a buddy and a pal. God, we need a whole nother breed of person, another kind of person now. A person that can walk alone to be able to amalgamate with the body of Christ, to be part of a unified body of Christ that's become a family. I got to be able to be independently able to walk by myself, to be interdependent with the body of Christ to formulate God's army. I'm independently interdependent. I can walk with others because I'm able to walk alone. God, break these yokes. All these folks dancing up to the front of a church to give their money to a witch, casting a spell on them. This is an evil time. This is an evil day. God, get this thing off of these folk. Have mercy on their souls. I don't have the vocabulary to express the depths of this evil. Only you know how deep it goes, how rotten to the core it really is. I don't know what these people do in secret in darkness. I don't know if they're yoked, like one lady told me, involved in it, in the preacher orgies. How they get together and have orgies together and sodomize each other and have sex with women. In hotel rooms, 10, 20 deep, laying around like dogs, butt naked, snorting cocaine and sharing women. One of the girls who were doing it told me she was doing it with them. This thing is real. It's the power of evil. You told Ezekiel, son of man, let me pick you up by the lock of your hand, take you into the inner courts of the tabernacle, and look at these priests bowed down and worshiping to the east. This is evil, son of man. That's what's going on in church. These guys are sodomizing each other. They're masons. They're homosexuals. They're perverts. They're sharing these whores. You got church whores that all these preacher boys share. Share and share alike. Group sex, orgies, perversion that no man could understand. Something that will make a dog vomit, they're doing it. And then they jump in a pulpit and go to preaching and send that divination over the people because the people are just like them doing the same thing they are. So the divination has power over the congregation. God, we need some clean hearts, pure lips, right motives. God, raise these. It's some folks somewhere that you kept for yourself that have not bowed the knee to Baal. Do it, God, for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So to wrap it up for today, before we go, we'll pray by way of live streaming here for anybody that's not saved. Anybody not saved and want to be saved. You're going to hell if you're not saved. I don't say that in a cavalier fashion. If you're not saved, by definition, you got to be damned. There's no third choice. If you know you're not saved, your own confession is, I'm damned. And God is saying, look, why die and go to hell when a way out has been made? If you're not saved, if you come up here, I'll pray for you to be saved. If you're not saved by way of live stream, I'll pray for you to be saved. You bypass this, you choose your own damnation. It's nothing I can do about it. If you want to go to hell, that's your business. But we're called to offer you the opportunity not to go. That's all we do. Anybody? All right, by way of live stream, pray this prayer with me. If you're not saved, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you as a sinner needing salvation. I'm lost, I'm damned. I'm on my way to a sinner's hell. I hear what you're saying, and as an act of my will, I choose to turn to you to save me. I repent and forsake all of my sins, crying out to you, Jesus Christ, to save my soul from impending damnation. Have mercy on me as I trust in the finished work of the cross, your shed blood, and the outpouring of your Holy Spirit to save me. God, be merciful unto me, a sinner, and save me. I commit my way to you. I trust you to change me and perfect me and to do everything necessary to restore me. Bring sanity back to my mind. Flush all inordinate affection out of my soul. Make me normal again, because I've definitely become abnormal. Restore me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now the Bible says you got to follow on to know the Lord. A sinner's prayer won't save you. You got to stay in this thing and go through the process of transformation. Transformation is not works. It's the works of obedience. You do what he tells you to do to change you so God can take up a residence in you. He wants to baptize and fill you with the Holy Ghost and make you his permanent abode. That's the only way you make it out of here. You've got to know the Lord in the inner man, having been made conformable to his image. That's how you escape, the Bible says, the wrath to come. God's wrath will be poured out on this sinful place. You don't want to be a partaker of his wrath. Get out while the getting is good. So I'm going to wrap it up for today. Remember the prayer line, 641-715-3670, access code 409-367. Support Dunamis Tabernacle, OmegaMinistries.org. Click on support, then donate. Stay away from this religious witchcraft and this church mess. Get out of the devil's matrix, especially his religious matrix. Get your mind clear again. We don't have the economy or the time to try to sustain this any longer. This thing is going down. You can see the madness that permeates what we showed you today. Get out of this thing while you can. See you back here next week. Have a good week. Be blessed.